You understand why you're here with us, child, don't you? You've fallen from grace and have sinned against our Lord and Savior. You have lust in your heart, and because of that, you need to be punished. But first, you must confess. Do you wish to make a confession? No? Well, as you're tied up with your arms above your head, I'm sure you know what comes next then. Yes, a nod of acknowledgement. Fine. Torturer, begin the flogging. We're going to start off with just a few, and then I'll ask you to confess after each one. Confess. 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 Now, stop the flogging a moment. My child, all you have to do is admit that you are a lustful individual and ask for mercy and forgiveness. But you refuse. Why? Why won't you make this easier on yourself? Why be so stubborn? You're already starting to get tears in your eyes, and, well, we've only just begun. Those welts on your back already look serious. I'm sure you don't want more. So all you need to do is clearly say the words, and this can all end. Need a little more incentive? Fine.
Begin again.
Confess. Confess and be free. Confess. Confess, you sinner. Confess. Confess before your Lord. Confess.
Stop. Stop.
What do you gain from this obstinance? If you just give in, this could all be over. You could return to your home, to your old life. You'd be cleansed and given absolution. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I think so. I don't enjoy doing this to you. You are making this so much more difficult than it has to be. Such a shame. And look at those welts now. Oh, they're so tender to the touch. I mean, the way you winced when my fingers slid down your back. So why don't you make this easier on everyone? And just relent. Don't make me the villain here. I only want what's best for you. Just say the words.
You're forcing me to keep hurting you. This is your doing. Torturer, continue. Confess, you sinner. Confess. 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 Stop. This is getting us nowhere.
He won't speak the words, but your body betrays you. Look at how aroused you appear to be. The beast within you is compelled to speak your secrets, even when you won't open your mouth to do so yourself.
I respect how hard you're fighting this, but it is ill-advised.
There are other tests we can put you through. Things that will make these floggings feel like mere ticklings against your flesh. You don't want that.
So just give in. Admit you are a creature consumed by your unnatural lusts, and take your penance.
Fine. I will give you a glimpse into how badly this could end up for you, because you leave me little choice.
Torturer, give me a few minutes alone with our prisoner. We shall see if I can persuade her to the error of her ways. Close the door on your way out.
I'm going to let you in on what you can look forward to if you don't confess. It isn't pretty. We're going to start with something ingenious. This is something called a pair of anguish. It looks almost innocent in my hand. The metal is so cold, but you have to admit, it does look like a giant pear, too.
Doesn't it?
The rounded end, which you can see is rather large, is inserted into an orifice. Sometimes the mouth, but you know that's not where this will be going.
Don't you?
Yes, you're more clever than that. I can see it in your eyes.
You can see the possibility.
No, this would definitely find home somewhere else on your body. It would be a tight fit.
And unfortunately for you, we don't have anything to use as lubrication down here. Suffice it to say, you'd be very uncomfortable.
Of course, that would just be the beginning of your torment with this. You see, as I turn this dial on the bottom, the pear starts opening up like a flower. So imagine this large metal object inside of you, slowly expanding. I've never fully opened one inside of someone. Maybe you'll be the first. And every moment of it will be part of your excruciating penance. But that won't happen if you just confess, of course. This can all be over, my child. Repent, and you'll be embraced and brought back into the fold, and once again a Lamb of God. But there are other things we can do, too. Like, maybe we'll take you over to that pool and hold your head underneath and watch you struggle and resist us, desperate for a breath. And when you're about to pass out, we'll pull you back up and we'll ask you to confess. You won't answer, of course, so we'll have to do it again. And we'll keep almost drowning you so many times you'll lose count, and you'll lose track of all time, too. Maybe we'll keep flogging you in between sessions, too, just to keep things interesting. But again, you just need to confess your sins, and you'll be free. Still no answer. I guess I'll have to lead by example. I'll confess something myself. I uttered a falsehood earlier. I do enjoy this. It gratifies me in ways I can't describe. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, and it makes me want to do things to you, to sanctify your flesh with my own. It's what God would want. Maybe I'll remove your gag in a few more hours. You can keep mumbling and screaming, but until I hear the words, well, this will continue. And now that we're alone, everything I do to you will be between ye, you, and the Lord. And only he can judge. But I'm willing to do something unorthodox to save you from yourself. Because maybe there's a way I can cleanse you of your sins. Are you familiar with the concept of sin eating? It's when someone takes on the sins of another party by consuming a meal and a drink from off of their body. And we eat off of our Lord to sanctify ourselves. He took on our sins and cleansed us. And so I shall do the same to you. Since it is your lust that has led you to this place, I'm going to dine on your sin more directly by drawing it out of you with my mouth and tongue so you can be free of it. No. Now don't squirm. I'm doing this for your own good. You want to be saved, don't you? I want you to be welcome in the kingdom of heaven. If you won't confess, and the pain will not compel you to do so, then this is the way we have to do this. Open your legs. Look at those thighs, already slick from your own depraved thoughts. There's so much work to be done here. I mean, I knew you were a creature of lust, but I didn't know your soul was in this much peril. But I'm willing to do this work for you, to save you from yourself. I'll consume your sin until you're fully cleansed of it. I'm doing this for you. I'm taking on your sins. So you can be saved. Just this little bit of your depravity has already started filling me with your lust. I can't help but notice how soft the skin of your thighs is against my lips. How the center of you, so close to me now, beckons me to exorcise its demon with its alluring scent. It's drawing me in, and I can't help but notice how dripping wet it is already. For your salvation, I'm willing to take on your burdens. Mm. Your depravity. Your lust. Tastes so good on my tongue. And it seems you have so much of it. But I'm here to take it all from you, to free you from this burden. Yes, my lamb. Let it all out. I know this process is intense. I can hear you screaming under that gag. Keep your legs open, or I'll have to shackle them that way. God. Good little lamb. Just let the lust flow out of you. I'll consume it all. I'll make you pure again. Every time I think I've reached your limit, your sinfulness renews itself on my tongue. I think we're definitely going to have to flog you after this. Oh, don't moan like that. The pain will cleanse you too. Oh, you're shaking so much. Yes. Fight those demons within yourself. Let them out. So you'll be purged of them. Let me make you better. Stronger. Scream if you need to, as long as you fight those demons for me. It's okay to cry, too. Release your sin. Let it spasm between your legs. Into my mouth. I'm here to save you. I'm gonna be your vessel for salvation. I will redeem you. Just let it go. Don't you feel so much better now? Like a weight has been lifted from your shoulders? Of course, you're not free from sin. You still have so much of that lust in you. So you'll stay here for a while, continuing your flogging and twice daily sessions, removing the sin from your flesh. It's going to be a very long and thorough process. We are going to make sure you're completely free from these vices. You'll thank us in the end. Because after I'm done with you, well, you should be very pliant then. You'll be completely redeemed. And maybe then, I'll teach you the secrets of sin eating too, so that you can redeem others and find yourself.